For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. We've talked in the past about green prescriptions, maybe not a pharmaceutical, but a prescription for things like a walk around the block, a glass of warm milk, eating fresh vegetables. Well, my guest today, Allison Kerr Courtney, is talking about a different type of therapy, bibliotherapy, meaning books that can help us in life. While Allison is not a licensed therapist, what she can do is talk with a client, get a feel for what they're going through in their life, and suggest literature that may help them work through those issues.
Perhaps somebody has suffered a loss, or perhaps somebody is anxious about something, or scared, or concerned, or undergoing something in their life they've never encountered. Just by virtue of being well-rounded in literature, you or other people who engage in bibliotherapy might be in a position to prescribe, as it were, certain reading material.
Right. And I will say for my part, what I prescribe, making air quotes, is usually fiction, because I feel like there's a lot that we can tap into with fiction. This is not about self-help books or whatever. This is about, you know, using literature to relate to your life. And I think for me, it's just a question of, you know, maybe you don't feel so alone, or you can relate to a character who's going through something, or it can change your mind about something, you know. So there's just so much. I mean, I'm smiling here because I get so much from books, and I have my entire life. Mm-hmm. But there's just so much out there. And obviously, I haven't read every book. I wish I could. But, you know, I think the more you read, the more you get a sense of how the world works, and you're more attuned to people, you're more empathetic, that kind of thing.
Well, certainly, speaking for me and for, I think, a lot of NPR listeners who tend, broadly, statistically, to be literate people who enjoy the written word, and full disclaimer, you know, I was an English major here as an undergrad. I think that knowing about the human condition, and perhaps by absorbing literature, we can also sympathize with others, empathize with others.
Absolutely.
And like you said, know that we're not alone.
Yeah.
In case you're just joining us, I'm talking with Allison Kerr Courtney about bibliotherapy, or a prescription of books for handling different facets of our lives.
How did you get started in this? I know you've been a book person all your life, but at what point did you start to think that perhaps you could help others by virtue of this?
It's actually a New Yorker article that appeared in the June 2015. And it was an article about bibliotherapists in London, England, who have been doing this for several years. And I quit my job at the Morris Bookshop, and I was kind of looking for something else to do. And I thought, wow, I could do this, you know. Mm. So what's funny is that the idea was kind of rolling around in my head, and then a friend of mine sent me the link to the same article, and she said, you should do this. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, well, there it is. You know, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
So I set everything up, created a company and everything, and then I launched around Thanksgiving of last year. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Here I am.
Well, and it's fascinating to me because one of the things we've talked on this about on this show before are the concept of green prescriptions, which I think really got started in New Zealand probably 15, 20 years ago. And that is for certain conditions that you might come to me as your physician or as some other healthcare provider, that perhaps a medication, a pill, a physical therapy might not be the thing that is truly best for you in that particular situation. It might be, in the context of a green prescription, it might be a 30-minute walk,
right,
you know, five times a week,
yeah,
something of that nature, a non-pharmacologic intervention.
Right.
And it sounds like, you know, of course, you're not holding yourself out to be a physician,
no,
but you are, in a sense, a potential, and I don't even want to use the word therapist, I guess, but you are a person who is in a position to help people by this. I was even going to say non-traditional, but it actually is a traditional method of helping people that goes back, as you said, to antiquity.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do make sure to tell people is I'm not a therapist. You know, I have a Bachelor of Arts in Communications. Mm-hmm. So what I am is a really good listener. And, you know, I just want to help people find the right books. And mm-hmm. it feels good when people say, well, for example, when I worked at the Morris Bookshop and I'd have customers who would come back and say, I love that book. What can you recommend me next? Mm-hmm. And that was such a good feeling to know that I'd really helped someone find the right book at the right time.
Well, and, you know, I won't name any major, huge, proprietary international .com companies by name, but there are some that if you buy a book, they will automatically through, I guess, algorithms
yes.
say, if you like this, then you may like that. I think what you're offering is a personal touch where you don't just know what that person borrowed from the library or bought from a bookstore. You also know a little bit about that person
right.
and their motivation for having liked that particular book.
Right. And, you know, some people come to me and they have something they want to get off their chest or they're going through something. And I provide a kind ear. Mm-hmm. And then other people are just doing well and they just say, hey, I need some books to read. What can you recommend? Mm-hmm. So depending on what people tell me, that's how I've fashioned the lists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I take a couple hours after a session and either I've got a list halfway built in my head or I have to do some research, but it really is tailored to what the person said to me and what they're going through, what they want.
In case you're just joining us, I'm talking with Allison Kerr Courtney about bibliotherapy, or a prescription of books for handling different facets of our lives.
You know, I keep thinking of as a kid, my local branch librarian and my local bookseller and how often they would make recommendations. Hey, Greg, I noticed you really like this sci-fi fantasy genre. Yeah. Have you ever met this author before?
Right.
I owe a great debt of gratitude to those folks for pointing me in those directions. And I think in a sense, that's what you're doing with folks as well.
Yeah. I can't speak for the library, but booksellers don't have 45 minutes to an hour to spend with you, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. As much as they'd love to sit around and talk to you about what you want to read, they just can't, you know, there's stuff to do. But yeah, I'm providing a service where you have my undivided attention and then I give you a list of 6 to 8 books to read to
mm-hmm.
go with with your life, you know?
I guess turning tables just a little bit, have you also been made aware of different titles or authors that you weren't aware of before by some of the folks that you've prescribed to?
Not by people I've prescribed to, but people keep telling me I need to read The Little Paris Bookshop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's on my list. I have a stack of books about 8 or 10 high, you know, waiting to be read. But yeah, apparently that the premise is something similar to what I do.
I'm, of course, it's probably totally unrelated, but I remember years and years ago reading 84 Charing Cross Road about the correspondence between an English bookseller and an American customer.
Yeah.
Those are, I guess, bonding over books is something that many of our listeners can probably relate to.
Sure.
I know. My son years ago met Mark Helprin at a book reading here in Lexington, and I was unfortunately out of town. And I think he touched Mr. Helprin when he said, you know, sir, a lot of dads and sons bond over sports. My dad and I bonded over books, including yours. I think that meant a lot,
sure.
a lot to him.
Yeah, I mean, I know a few writers, authors, and they love it when readers tell them mm-hmm. how much the book has affected them or what, you know. Mm-hmm. Or their work has affected them. So, yeah, I'm sure that Mr. Helprin was
I think
was
he was pleased.
Pleased.
Allison, are there any points that you would want to get out there that I've neglected to ask you? Anything that we haven't covered?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I think, and I'm saying this for myself as well, we mm-hmm. would all do well to close the laptop and get mm-hmm. off the phone and pick up an actual book or, you know, ebook if that's what you read
mm-hmm.
and get our heads out of the real world for a while. I think, you know, winter is a good time for a cozy read and escape and,
mm-hmm.
and yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, the e-books are wonderful. I have one. I have an e-reader, and it's great when you're traveling and all that. And yeah. And I don't think it's just a generational thing for me to say I would much prefer a paper, glue, you know, cloth book to hold in my hand.
It's not. Kids want actual real mm-hmm. books as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally agree about e-readers. I have one, too. I use it when I travel. But, yeah, there's nothing like mm-hmm. an actual physical book in your hand.
Yeah. And if you drop one at the beach and get sand on it, it doesn't ruin it.
Right, so. Right.
All right. Well, Allison, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Allison Kerr-Courtney for talking with me today about bibliotherapy. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.